It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And yes, we will remember you, Kathy Whitworth. With the recent sad sports news about the passing of Mississippi State's football coach Mike Leach and then Pittsburgh Steelers Hall of Fame running back Franco Harris last week, a third sports giant passed away last weekend. Far from a household name, this quiet sports giant captured 88 professional golf victories. Though she is not regarded as the most talented player of all time, she dominated women's golf just as much as Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus have done during their years on the men's tour. Yet her passing on Christmas Eve at the age of 83 was hardly noticed by most of the football-dominated sports media. And perhaps she might have even liked that too. She once said, quote, "When I'm asked how I would like to be remembered, I feel that if people remember me at all, that will be good enough." Well, Catherine Ann Whitworth had more professional golf wins than any other golfer, man or woman. Kathy Whitworth's 88 victories are 6 wins ahead of her closest competition. LPGA legend Mickey Wright picked up 82 wins during her injury-shortened 14-year professional career. And on the men's side, sweet-swinging Sammy Snead and Tiger Woods have both accumulated 82 career wins. The funny thing about Kathy Whitworth is that she never even believed that she had the type of golf swing which was good enough to compete at the highest level. Growing up in the oil-dominated Permian Basin of West Texas and eastern New Mexico, Kathy Whitworth excelled as a young tennis player. And like many of us, she lost interest in tennis over time, but then fell in love with golf. Using her grandmother's set of golf clubs, 15-year-old Kathy Whitworth began playing golf in nearby rural New Mexico. She learned to play golf at a 9-hole facility located on property owned by El Paso Natural Gas Company and was primarily used by the company's own employees. Said Whitworth, quote, "Golf just grabbed me by the throat. I can't tell you how much I loved it." Kathy Whitworth was a very quick learner on the golf course. She won her first of 2 New Mexico State amateur titles at the tender age of 17. According to legendary Texas golf instructor Harvey Penick, Kathy Whitworth asked her mom to drive 500 miles to Austin, Texas to go see him. And she knew that Coach Penick, who would later mentor PGA Tour players Tom Kite and Ben Crenshaw, might be able to help her improve her golf game. Kathy Whitworth very quietly wanted to try playing golf at a higher level someday soon. In his Little Red Golf Book, Harvey Penick described Kathy Whitworth as having a very natural golf swing, which was all her own. The two would remain lifelong friends. Soon after Kathy returned to New Mexico following those initial lessons, she enrolled at nearby Odessa Junior College. But she absolutely hated college and dropped out a few months later, and then wrote back to Coach Penick. She told him, quote, "I guess you're going to want to kick me in the seat of the pants, but now I want to go on the pro tour." And once again, it was her mother who would drive this determined young lady all the way across the massive state of Texas. In December 1958, Kathy participated in her first professional golf tournament in Beaumont, Texas. She would make the cut, get a small paycheck, and was on her way in ladies professional golf. However, success on the LPGA tour would not come as easily as first believed. Kathy Whitworth played in 26 tour events the following year in 1959. She won a total of $1,300 for the entire year. Disappointed by her rookie season efforts, it was back to Austin, Texas, and another visit to see Harvey Penick to see if he could offer some assistance. She was sorely lacking in self-confidence. Kathy Whitworth, who was later inducted into the LPGA Hall of Fame and the World Golf Hall of Fame, once stated, quote, "I never had a golf swing." Well, Coach Harvey Penick disagreed. He tells a story that Whitworth was the best long-distance putter he had ever seen. And most importantly, Harvey Penick worked to bolster her confidence and improve her mental toughness. He reassured the then 20-year-old Whitworth that she could and would eventually win on the LPGA Tour. By 1962, a 22-year-old Kathy Whitworth finally broke through with her first LPGA victory at the Kelly Girls Classic in Baltimore, Maryland. One down, 87 more to go. In the late 1960s, my dad took me to see an LPGA golf tournament in Bossier City, Louisiana at the Palmetto Country Club one Sunday. The Shreveport Kiwanis Invitational was a regular tour stop and played for 5 straight years all the way through the year 1970. I remember seeing Kathy Whitworth out on the golf course. At 5'9" tall, she was much taller than most of the other LPGA golfers. She and Carol Mann, who was 6'3" tall, really towered over most of the other top players in the field, like Donna Capone and Judy Rankin, and two of the LPGA's Sandras, Palmer and Sandra Haney. Most of the LPGA players impressed me with their poise under pressure, and they had incredible touch around the greens. The prize money for professional golfers during the 1960s, though, was very puny for both the men and the women's tours. Kathy Whitworth won 8 times on the LPGA Tour in 1963 and another 8 times in 1965. She earned an average of about $1,500 for each of those victories, and in both seasons, her total annual earnings for the full year was less than $50,000. Kathy Whitworth began to dominate women's golf in the mid to late 1960s. She was named the Associated Press Female Athlete of the Year in both 1965 and 1967. And she recorded an incredible 11 wins on the LPGA Tour in 1968. Again, her total earnings with all those victories in 1968 came to less than $50,000 for the entire season. When her golf game was at its peak in 1969, Kathy Whitworth and two other LPGA stars, Sandra Haney and Carol Mann, were among the first women ever invited to participate in a Shell Wonderful World of Golf made-for-television event. Now, their match was played at the Bangkok Sports Club in Thailand. It was filmed during the peak of the Vietnam War. Some massive bombing was going to take place in nearby Cambodia, less than 300 miles away, within weeks of the filming of that golf match. Kathy Whitworth remembered it and said, quote, "We were thrilled to be there. I do remember that after every shot, though, they had to reset the cameras. It's nothing like today where you have those handheld cameras everywhere. It took a long time to film it." Like Arnold Palmer on the PGA Tour, Kathy Whitworth would eventually become the first female golfer to earn more than $1 million during her professional career. And that would happen in 1981. And like Phil Mickelson on the men's tour, Kathy Whitworth captured 6 golf majors. And also like Phil Mickelson, she was unable to win the U.S. Open. She once declared, quote, "I would have swapped being the first to make $1 million for winning the Open, but it was a consolation that took some of the sting out of not winning that one." Also in 1981, Kathy Whitworth reached another career goal. She had tied LPGA Hall of Famer Mickey Wright and the PGA Tour's Sam Snead with her 82nd career victory. Whitworth would later admit that she mentally struggled with all that pressure of trying to become the first $1 million winner on the ladies' tour and also attempting to tie the professional record of 82 career wins. But now she was going to feel a new pressure. She was hoping to establish a brand new record for the most career victories. Whitworth would win 6 more LPGA events during the next 4 years. Her final victory, number 88, came in the 1985 United Virginia Bank Classic. Her 1985 first prize in that last tournament was $30,000, and that's a big improvement over those $1,500 checks during her early days on the LPGA Tour. Now approaching the age of 46, Kathy Whitworth was struggling to keep up with those youngsters of the mid-80s LPGA Tour. Stars like Nancy Lopez and Pat Bradley and Joanne Carner were dominating the tour. Though Whitworth would continue to compete on the tour for a few more years, 1985's win would mark her final victory. The founder of the LPGA, Louise Suggs, once said of her, "Mickey Wright was the greatest golfer, but Kathy was the greatest winner." The famously shy Whitworth laughed at that and reluctantly admitted, "Well, winning never got old." A member of the LPGA's Hall of Fame and the World Golf Hall of Fame, Kathy Whitworth's gritty attitude and killer putting stroke led her to a record 88 professional wins. Some 35 years later, only Tiger Woods, with 82 wins, lurks anywhere close to that record. So I think that record's going to be safe for a very long time. Rest in peace, Kathy Whitworth, and we will definitely remember you. I'm Swamp Swami.